I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. In the wake of the Arab Spring, new reports have come to light on what's become one of the greatest humanitarian catastrophes of our time. Open Doors' David Curry says Christians have been persecuted so heavily.
In the next decade or two, unless we do something about it, unless we can find a way to stand up and to get heard on this subject, it's possible that Christianity could be extinct in its birthplace.
Curry says while the situation's grim, there's still time to intercede. The International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church is coming up November 3rd. Get your free prayer kit through a link at our website. Next, a popularity contest is helping aviation mission groups get the support they need. In Lightspeed Aviation Foundation's Pilots' Choice Awards, voters pick a group to win $10,000. If New Tribes Mission Aviation wins, Phil Koop says they already have a place for it.
We're hoping to apply that grant to our helicopter needs that are in the Philippines.
NTM Aviation provides transportation, supplies, and equipment to gospel workers in remote areas worldwide. Most workers in the Philippines live in the mountains, so a helicopter would make perfect sense. You have before November 1st to vote. Get connected at our website. And one team of pioneers has a burden for the people of the Tea Islands of Southeast Asia. Well, until this summer, outsiders and Christians were met at the island docks with threats of violence. In September, they were allowed to visit for the first time. Pioneer's mission is to initiate church planting movements in partnership with local churches around the world. Prayer and worship are the lifeblood of that mission. Ask God to open the hearts of the people living on these islands. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.